yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
In June, the Israeli regime proposed a law banning the photographing or filming of its soldiers in action. The bill, formulated by the ultra-nationalist Yisrael Beitenu Party, would make filming or publishing footage punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Naming Israeli rights groups like B'Tselem and Breaking the Silence, among several others, the bill says they use the videos to harm Israel and its security. In response, B'Tselem spokesman Amit Galutz said, "If the occupation embarrasses the regime, then the regime should take action to end it. Documenting the reality of the occupation will continue regardless of such ridiculous legislation efforts." The proposal was put forward for discussion in the wake of the deadliest day in the Gaza Strip since the 2014 war. Dozens were killed and hundreds wounded since border protests began on the 30th of March, which demand the right of return for Palestinian refugees and their descendants to land and homes lost to the Israeli regime during its founding in the 1948 war. The bill shows how video footage of the Israeli army has impacted the regime's reputation. It is clear that the Israeli officials are deeply concerned about the image of their state. For much of its existence, at least in the Western world, the regime represented an attempt to fulfill the so-called peaceful aims of Zionism.
I believe that Jews have a right to self-determination in the Holy Land. But I refuse to accept that the only way I will be allowed to implement my right to self-determination is if I strip my neighbors, the Palestinians, from the exact same right I demand for myself. Yeah, a permanent occupation is the most anti-Zionist position one can ever have, because it says that we are doomed to live in a sin.
Now the Israeli officials seem to have lost control over this narrative. It is reflected as an instance in the American public opinion, which is increasingly opposed to Israel's iron-fisted treatment of the Palestinian people. Many Jewish-led protests in the United States are calling for an end to the occupation.
And here these evildoers come and dare because of their comfort. They want to take a land, and they want to take it in the name of my grandparents. How dare you? How dare you? We are Jews because we are Jews. We are here with Al-Auda and to announce a coalition to never accept this Zionist state of Israel, this occupation, stealing another people's land.
We, the people of the United States, no longer support, not that we ever did, but in growing numbers, no longer support any U.S. aid to Israel. U.S. gives $4 billion each year for what? Repression and occupation against the Palestinian people. It's an illegal occupation. What's going on is a travesty. It's a violation of international law.
Reality in America is that if you want to get elected to office, you need AIPAC, and if you need AIPAC, you have to support Israel. And that is a very sad state of affairs, because AIPAC represents racism, it represents brutality, it represents a genocide of the Palestinians.
Even the United Nations, most often in line with the U.S.-Israeli axis, recently voted to send an international war crimes probe into Gaza after the regime's wholly disproportionate reaction to protests along the border.
The stark contrast in casualties on both sides is also suggestive of a wholly disproportionate response. On Monday, on the Israeli side, one soldier was reportedly wounded slightly by a stone. Killings resulting from the unlawful use of force by an occupying power may also constitute willful killings, a grave breach of the Fourth Geneva Convention.
Much of the drop in support for Israel is as a result of a loss in Israel's ability to maintain its made-up identity as a moderate state seeking peace and only using military force in self-defense. Israel has long been portraying itself and its military as victims of Palestinian aggression. Now, numerous films capturing the reality on the ground are coming out nonstop to contradict this identity. A video, for example, filmed by B'Tselem in 2016 showing Elor Azaria, an Israeli soldier, shooting to death an already injured Palestinian, drew international condemnation and led to the soldier's conviction for manslaughter. Although for this crime, he was sentenced by a military court to 14 months in prison.
We are deeply disturbed at the lenient sentence that's been given by the Tel Aviv military court earlier this week to an Israeli soldier who was convicted of unlawfully killing a wounded Palestinian in an apparent extrajudicial execution. It also stands in contrast to the sentences handed down by other Israeli courts for other less serious offenses, notably the sentencing of Palestinian children to more than 3 years imprisonment for throwing stones at cars.
Many other videos are out there showing Israeli soldiers as they are in interacting with Palestinians. And Israel is desperate to stem the bad publicity. The bill has met with harsh criticism from various rights groups and activists. It is considered as a blatant violation of UN Security Council Resolution 2222. Which calls for providing protection for journalists. The Palestinian Journalist Syndicate says the bill would grant legitimacy to the Israeli occupation to commit more crimes. The Israeli newspaper Haaretz has called the bill dangerous with the aim to silence criticism of the army, and in particular to prevent human rights organizations from documenting the Israeli army's actions in the occupied territories. Critics of the bill argue that video documentation of Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank is necessary to expose military abuses. According to Eric Goldstein of Human Rights Watch, there are clear cases captured on film that have led to the prosecutions of Israeli soldiers. We can only imagine how often these cases happen out of the view of camera.
I think this legislation is harmful for three reasons. First of all, it's anti-democratic. In a democracy, we allow people to take photos, to take videos, and to disseminate them on social media. Otherwise, we are not having enough information in order to conduct a proper democratic process. Second, it's ineffective, because in a time where you have surveillance cameras everywhere, where every policeman or soldier is carrying his own camera, to forbid taking photos only from citizens is unequal and harmful. Third, Israel is claiming to act according to international law. This is the only proof we can actually have that we are doing or are conducting our deeds according to international law. Without people being able to take photos in real time, we will not be able to prove that.
All in all, the bill is just another attempt by the Israeli regime to defang human rights organizations which document the reality of the occupation, so they will have no ability to hold the Israeli regime and its army to account. It seems that the regime has a great deal to hide from the eyes of the world.
Yes!